Hi everybody, this is Gina from Ayur Yoga Spa, and we're going to be doing a meditation today for information overload. So usually at this time of year, I hear from a lot of you about just having stress with so much to do and so much to accomplish and so much on our minds. Where, you know, in wintertime really is a time where we naturally would want to withdraw and rest more, and sleep more, and hibernate more. So, great time to make a little time for meditation, even if it's just a few minutes a day. And I find that I'm presenting a lot of Kundalini-type work to you. I am multi-certified in various forms of yoga and mind-body medicine, but I have a real kinship to Kundalini because it's so very effective in helping to effectively and quickly balance the mind and emotions and get you more in touch with your foundation as an energy source or spirit source, whatever you want to call that. So this is information overload. You can see the hand mudra, the hand positioning on my blog. So you're sitting in any comfortable seated position, and I'll talk you through this, but if you're needing that extra visual, just go to the blog. Open up both of your hands in front of you, take a look at your palms, and make a fist. And roll your fingers right into your palms, and extend your two thumbs out, and extend your two pinky fingers out. Take your two pinky fingers and touch the tips of the pinky fingers together like little antennas touching. And press with enough pressure that it gets your attention. And maintain that pressure. We'll say about 5 pounds of pressure. And then take your two thumb tips and touch them together. So it was two fists, extending the thumbs, extending the pinky fingers, touching the two pinky fingers together with pressure, and touching the thumb tips together, and holding that hand mudra. And it may feel or look a little silly, and it may even be a little bit uncomfortable. And the way that hand mudras work are the same way, sitting cross-legged, or folding certain ways in yoga poses works. We are actually affecting how energy moves in the body. It could be breath energy, could be blood energy, or even the more subtle energies that affect how we think and how we feel. And we call this nervous system energy or glandular system energy. And then there are even more subtle energy systems than that. So we're affecting all of that by how we sit, sitting tall, how we configure our feet, our legs, and our hand position. So even if it gets a little bit uncomfortable, if that happens, just take a moment to rest and then come back to the position. Now you'll take this hand position, these mudras, and your arms and your elbows are relaxed, but your elbows are bent. And you'll hold and line up this mudra, your little antenna fingers, between your heart center and your belly button. And you're not resting the hand mudra, your hands or your fists against your body, about 6 to 8 inches out in front of your body, lined up between your belly button and the center of your chest, we call your heart center, with relaxed elbows and relaxed shoulders. Just take a moment to get comfortable. Again, remembering to sit tall with a level chin, soft tongue. Allow your eyes to gaze downward for a moment and imagining lengthening through the crown of your head. Your eye gazing point is going to be a soft gaze to the tip of your nose. So gazing downward softly, eyes half open, half closed, gazing at the tip of your nose. By moving our eyes in a certain position and setting them there, this is also affecting focus, concentration, nervous system energy, glandular system energy, just getting it to feel more contained, focused, and strong. Now here comes the breathing pattern. It'll take a little while to get the mechanics of this breathing. Just stay with me, and it'll come naturally after a while. You'll pucker your lips as if you were going to sip through air through a straw. And on the first puckered lip shape, slowly exhale through your puckered lips. Now through puckered lips, inhale. Feel the cool air going in. Exhale through your nose now, slowly. Through your nose, inhale. Repeat. Puckered lips, exhale. Puckered lips, inhale. Through the nose, exhale. Through the nose, inhale. Repeat and slow down. Puckered lips, exhale. Puckered lips, inhale. Through the nose, exhale. Through the nose, inhale. Stay with it, puckered lips. Exhale all the air out slowly. Puckered lips, inhale slowly. Fill the lower body, middle body, upper body. Through the nose, exhale all the air out slowly. Through the nose, inhale lower body, middle body, upper body. So you're using that three-part breath. Exhaling through puckered lips, all the air out. Through puckered lips, inhale, lower body, middle body, upper body. Through the nose, slowly exhale. Through the nose, slowly inhale. And continue this at your own pace. You can start with 1 minute practice, moving into 3 minutes, and then building up to 5 minutes daily. Same time, same place every day is really useful. If you get confused, just start over, exhaling through puckered lips, then inhaling through puckered lips. Exhaling through the nose, then inhaling through the nose. So you're exhaling and inhaling through puckered lips slowly, and then exhaling and inhaling through the nostrils slowly, using a slow three-part breath, a nice tall spine, and a soft gaze at the tip of the nose. A few more rounds, stay with it. When you feel like you're done, come to rest for a moment with your hands down, breathing normally through both nostrils, and or you could come onto your back for a brief relaxation. Observe the benefits from your practice. Notice how you're feeling now in similarity or contrast to how you were when we first began. You'll notice a marked difference. And I'd love to hear about that. So subscribe to my blog and send me an email. Thanks.